We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Day 26 of Ida Recovery. Another beautiful day, man. If you can get outside, do it. Enjoy it, because looking ahead, and I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer here, but we're going to be back up to highs of 88 next Thursday. So get out and enjoy this while you can. Get some stuff done while you can, if you can. And God bless all y'all that have been hit so hard by the hurricane and continue to fight and struggle and just get up every day and keep putting one foot ahead of the other on this day 26. Mike Dettillier joins us now, co-host of Sports Talk, WWL NFL, and college football analyst, to talk some football and provide a lot of people with a much-needed diversion to take their minds off of the everyday things they struggle with. Hey, Mike, how you?
I'm fine. Thank you, Tommy.
Saints heading to New England. Bill Belichick, he hasn't changed, but these Patriots are not the Patriots of old with Tom Brady, are they?
No, they're not. It's a totally different look. You know, you got a young quarterback now that his rookie season in Mac Jones from Alabama running the show offensively, and they've been very conservative. Basically, real short passes. If it's not there, throw it away. Try to run the football. And defensively, it's typical Belichick. Get a lot of different looks, and he comes after you a lot of different ways. It's just the way Bill is. Maybe he goes down as the greatest defensive mind of all time as a defensive coach, as a coordinator, and also as a head coach.
So what does he do? He looks at the tape of the Saints-Carolina game, and then he – not only sees what works, but then he anticipates what the Saints are going to do to fix it, and then he comes up with a way around that. Is that the kind of chess we're talking about here?
Yeah, and Rick Venturi, you know, pal of mine for years, they coached together when he was when Belichick was in Cleveland. And he said, you know, one of the things with Bill, he wanted to take away the most important piece of the puzzle offensively. And once he found a weakness on offense, then he would want to break that chain over and over again. So, you know, he has seen that film, and his assistant coaches have too, on what's happened and the breakdowns up front along the offensive line. And he's going to do not the same thing that the Panthers did, but he is going to give you some looks to try to confuse you and then go after the quarterback. And he's going to, and you know, the main piece of the puzzle for the Saints offensively is Alvin Kamara. So that's going to be his main mission, to try to take him and have him out of the equation as a weapon. But come on, Bill's a pretty sharp guy, and he saw that didn't work last week. And a lot of different looks, and a lot of times you see the Patriots, they have a stacked defensive line, and that was similar to what the Panthers did last week.
All right, let's take a break, pick it up here. McCoy, I don't think, is going to play. He didn't practice Wednesday or Thursday. He's on a list.
I would be shocked if he did.
Yeah. Looks like C.J. Gardner-Johnson, full practice. Marshawn Lattimore, I don't get him. because Larry Wilson back in the day, and I know it's a different day and age, Mike, but you might remember when he intercepted a pass with two broken hands. He was playing with two broken hands, and I don't know how a thumb can keep you out of the game, but maybe I don't know what I don't know, and we'll talk more when we come back. Right now, 620, time for traffic on WWL. 626, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Friday, September 24th, day 26 of Ida Recovery, week 3 of the NFL season. Saints trying to bounce back from that debacle against Carolina to face the Patriots. It's a noon kickoff. We got all the action for you here on WWL. Our coverage starts at 8 o'clock. Mike, I just wanted to say something, get back to the Marshawn Lattimore thing with the thumb. Do I don't know what I don't know, or... And then when you go back to Larry Wilson, and I talk about him intercepting a pass and playing a game with two broken hands, the league is different. The medical care is different. Something I don't know why a cornerback can't play with a bad thumb. Talk to me about all that.
No, I think Lattimore is going to play this week.
Okay.
I hope so. I really do. Now, I knew last week he wasn't going to play. You come off that surgery and everything, and you want everything to be right with it. But I kind of have a feeling that Lattimore is going to play this week. Really,
I hope
do.
So. How important is that he plays? And let's talk about the other corner. Who starts on the other side, Roby?
Either Roby or Debo, and so we'll see there. Now, last week they picked on a Debo, but, you know, come on, that's not a surprise. But when you're a rookie, come on, they're going after you. They want to test you. And it's an old Ed Reed line. Years ago, Ed told me, man, the NFL, they don't care about no credentials, which you did in high school and college. They want to break you down mentally. They want to get in your head. And so they go after you. Because once they in your head, then you start to make physical mistakes. You start overthinking what you're supposed to do. And you let it affect you. So, it's about how much titanium you got in the backbone. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when Debo's out there, they're going to go after him. And, you know, Roby's a guy who's played a lot of football in this league and started a lot of games. So, I feel much better about the cornerback position today than I did when the season started, so to speak. But, again... The big issue for me is losing that center because he's your time clock. And Bill is going to try to confuse you up front. And with Ruiz making those calls along with Jameis, you're going to have some similar issues than what you did a week ago because you're going to see it in a different front. Bill's not going to show you the exact same thing because he feels like Peyton – is sort of grilling them on this is what you missed and this is what you missed from last week. So Bill's going to give you something else, a little bit different look coming from a little different area.
Which makes it even more confusing for Sean because he's got to prepare him for what Bill Belichick might do while not confusing him with too much information. And it's not an easy job for people that think it is. We'll have more with Mike when we come back. Any questions or comments, text them in the 504-260-1870, or you can call 504-309-1053. The NFL, for people that don't understand in terms of competitiveness, it's kind of like they keep looking for the guy that is hanging on to the ledge by his fingertips. Then they stomp on the fingertips as hard as they can and keep stomping until they can break him. That's the nature of the NFL when it comes to winning, and it's a tough sport. It is. We're going to take a break, come back with more 6:30. Time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen. That's a football player for you, Cam Jordan, talking about the calls that went against him, against the Panthers, and in general, what defensive linemen face as it relates to quarterbacks. Mike Dettelier, our guest, WWL co-host of Sports Talk on WWL, NFL and football college analyst. I'm Tommy Tucker, WWL, Friday, September 24th, day 26 of Ida Recovery, 647. Mike Dettelier, I understand that the quarterbacks are the cash register in the NFL and they don't want them hurt, but man, when it comes to what Cam Jordan was saying, you can't even hit the quarterback from the blind side anymore?
You can't hit the quarterback basically anywhere. Oh, I mean, man. They almost got him in a protective box And so, yeah, you got a veteran quarterback, man, he plays it up too. Any sort of hit, man, he becomes an actor overnight. And he acts like he's been, you know, been shot like about six times.
They took to acting down. Lessons from the they took acting lessons from the punters, I think.
No, they're better than the punters. And the refs now, they understand it's a different game. So you can't hit them high. You can't hit them low. And even last week's call where he was clearly grabbed above the knee and then his arm sort of slid down. You know, what do you want him to do? Mm-hmm. And you're talking about men that are anywhere from 290 to 300 plus pounds, you can't stop on a dime. And they've made this game so protective of that position. And I get it because, as you say, that's the cash cow. They want to make sure these star quarterbacks are still playing late in the season. But, man, would you want to play defense today and see how it's called? And we saw this years ago where, okay, you're jumping up in the air to try to maybe knock down a pass. They have had quarterbacks now that practice leaning in. So if that hand touches or even grazes the helmet, you get a penalty.
It's crazy. Real quick, I want to get to LSU, but I want to just follow up on this quarterback thing. So when a quarterback drops back, we used to see a blitz come from his blind side, and he'd get kapowed right in the back. You can't do that anymore? That's illegal, even if it's up high?
Or if it's high, you're going to get a penalty. So you got to hit him in the middle, so to speak. It's a different target point. And going to all these camps and being involved with it, that is a point of interest that we put with players on kind of the strike point or with a quarterback. Because you are taking a big chance of getting a penalty if you go too high or below the knee. So it doesn't give you a lot. And a lot of times the quarterback sort of senses it. So what he does, he sort of cringes back. And he may take a shot to the head or below the knee. Or he'll try to get out of it. So what happens if a big lineman grabs you above the knee and then his arms start to slide? And you go down. It's a real difficult thing, and some crews in the league call it differently than others. So now it's all about interpretation.
It's crazy. Mike, let me move on to LSU real quick. I don't like the early game in Starkville. What are you hearing from Coach O? Derek Stingley, rather, very questionable to play. What are your feelings on LSU-Mississippi State?
Well, I'm not crazy about 11 o'clock games, but it is what it is. There is still a lot of question marks, and really about both teams. That's why you're playing at 11 o'clock. But LSU's offense has started to click in the pitch and catch part of the game, really has. And the young kids are playing big. So it puts a lot of stress on the weakness I see in State, and that's in their secondary. Now, LSU has not been able to run the football, and I don't expect all of a sudden that's going to change. Defensively, it's all about getting pressure on State. Mike Leach, man, the running game, you know, that you know, they got to explain to him about it. You know, he doesn't worry about that. All he wants to do is throw it. He uses that little short pass like an extended handoff. And remember, he came up with the deal last year about all these crossing patterns that gave LSU fits all season long, and it's still been a bit of an issue, not as much this year, but you can bet Leach is going to go after that, and especially without Stingley. Man, you just feel bad. That foot injury has resurfaced, and that this is going to be a really tough, tight football game for LSU. I think it comes down to who wins the special teams part of the game.
And Buddy D's hanging over my shoulder, his spirit, wanting to know who wins the Saints game.
I think the Patriots win in a very close game.
I love you, but I hope you're wrong. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, brother.
We'll be listening for you on the pregame show and so forth. Mike Dettelier, our friend, 653, 7 before 7. I'm confused, Tim. Traffic? Traffic here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.